Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation facing fears and mounting concerns in every sphere, really. In the world of music, in the world of athletics, in just the world of regular faith-based practices that you might indulge over the weekend, might express, might follow. That entire idea with the rising tide of anti-Semitism in evidence is very much in the news, and it's on the minds of a lot of people, and by no means all of them Jewish. The controversy surrounding Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets has just spread even further because of his incredibly inept attempt to apologize for endorsing a rabidly anti-Semitic movie. So what is it that the movie said that was deeply offensive? We will get to that and to more. There's also, speaking of movies, a bunch of movies, and including one with a great deal of Jewish content and also a depiction of Donald Trump's father. It's a film starring Anne Hathaway and Anthony Hopkins and more. We will be doing that film and plus movies with Mel Gibson, another Oscar winner, Mel Gibson, Oscar winning for Best Picture for Braveheart years ago. But another Oscar winner, Jennifer Lawrence, has a big new movie out there, and so do Elizabeth Banks and Sigourney Weaver. That a film on the explosive issue of abortion. Okay, first off, just this from the New York Times this morning. And the Federal Bureau of Investigation is warning synagogues in New Jersey of a broad security threat after getting what it called credible information about an increased level of risk. They said that risk was decreased to a notable extent because during the day today, they apprehended at least one individual, it may be more, who they thought were the sources of that risk. But the FBI said through its Newark office, "We ask at this time that you take all security precautions to protect your community and facility." Nationwide last year, there were 525 known incidents of harassment, vandalism, and assault at Jewish institutions, including synagogues, community centers, and schools. That's an increase of 61% from 2020. According to an audit by the Anti-Defamation League, several recent bias crimes have generated headlines across the world. In January, a British national took four people hostage at a synagogue in suburban Fort Worth, Texas, for 11 hours before being killed by the authorities. And in 2018, of course, a man who has not yet stood trial, armed with an AR-15-style assault rifle and several handguns, showed up at Sabbath services at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh and slaughtered 11 worshipers. Rabbi David Levy, director of the American Jewish Committee's New Jersey office, described the urgency of the FBI warning as rare. "It is a reflection of rising anti-Semitism," he said, "in our country, and how that anti-Semitism can morph into violence. Everybody is taking this seriously." The governor has taken it very seriously. And Jason M. Shamus, the chief executive of the Jewish Federation of Northern New Jersey, said his organization immediately activated its community security warning system. In Lakewood, New Jersey, which is home to one of the largest communities of Orthodox Jews in the country, police officers were asked to remain on duty for a second shift. One large synagogue in Lakewood, the second largest Orthodox rabbinical seminary, is in Lakewood, New Jersey, second to Yeshiva University in New York. In Lakewood, the police officers were asked to remain on duty for a second shift. One large synagogue in the township notified residents it would remain locked through the day until further notice as a result of the warning. In Bloomfield, New Jersey, Rabbi Mark Katz of Temple Neir Tamid said this latest threat only added to a growing sense of anxiety among his congregation of 540 families. Over the past several years, the temple has added boulders out front as blockades, layered a shatterproof film on its windows, and replaced locks. An armed guard is on duty every time the school or synagogue is in use, and there are cameras everywhere, he said. He said he expected that children enrolled in the synagogue's preschool program may be kept home and outside on Friday. But long before the FBI warning, he said a sense of heightened alert has been the rule, not the exception. We're doing a lot right now, so any changes that we're making are going to be very minor, he said. Okay, all of this is going on in the midst of some of the controversy still simmering about Kyrie Irving. And the story is basically that he has been penalized, suspended by the Brooklyn Nets, his team, and the week after promoting a film filled with anti-Semitic tropes, so it says in CBS Sports, on his social media accounts, Brooklyn Nets Kyrie Irving apologized for his actions late last night, following days of calls for him to apologize and fully disavow the film's contents. Irving, who was 30, promoted Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America, a film that is filmed with anti-Semitic views, on his Twitter and Instagram accounts, and they reach more than 2 million people. He released that on October 27th and then spent much of the last week refusing to acknowledge how hateful and divisive the content is. That changed late Thursday night when, hours after receiving a suspension of at least 5 games without pay from the Brooklyn Nets, Irving issued a public apology on Instagram, which reads as follows. While doing research on, and it's a website, I guess, that is, spells out the name of God in Jewish tradition, YHWH, I posted a documentary that contains some false anti-Semitic statements, narratives, and language that were untrue and offensive to the Jewish race religion. And I take accountability and responsibility for my actions. I am grateful to have a big platform to share knowledge, and I want to move forward by having an open dialogue to learn more and grow from this. To all Jewish families and communities that are hurt and affected from my post, I am deeply sorry to have caused you pain, and I apologize. Look, Kyrie, it's not you causing me pain, it's you threatening my grandchildren. Okay? That's the deal here. The film that he showed, Hebrews to Negroes, basically took the position that all Jewish people are imposters, that we have nothing to do with ancient Israel or the current land of Israel, that we actually come from Central Asia, and we have been... And by the way, the film quotes Adolf Hitler twice approvingly. It quotes Henry Ford, who was a notorious anti-Semite, wrote a book called The International Jew, and more, with conspiracies about Jews allegedly murdering 300 million people. Really? We will get to that and to more on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved.
That phrase may sound shrill or alarmist, but it's not.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on Thursday morning, that's yesterday morning, less than an hour before Irving spoke, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver expressed disappointment that Irving had not offered an unqualified apology and more specifically denounced the vile and harmful content contained in the film he chose to publicize. Silver said he planned to meet with Irving next week. Irving spoke to reporters for about 6 minutes Thursday before a member of the Brooklyn Nets public relations team ended the news conference. Why did they end the news conference? It wasn't going well. Irving spent half the time responding to a question about whether he was surprised that his Twitter post hurt people. Quote, I think I can ask a better question. That's always a good answer. Which is, where were you when I was a kid figuring out that 300 million of my ancestors are buried in America? Where were you guys asking those same questions when I was a kid learning about the traumatic events of my familial history and what I'm proud to come from and why I'm proud to stand here? As a follow-up, Irving was asked if he had any anti-Semitic beliefs. He said, I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from. And what that has to do with is, of course, the entire documentary, which is 3 hours long and includes quotes from Hitler, basically suggesting that, and which they quote very approvingly, that the reason America is strong is because of the Negroes. Now, Hitler did not have positive, I'm sorry, there is zero evidence of any positive approach that Hitler had at all to black people, which is what's so ironic about this whole craziness. And at one point, he was asked, as I said, do you have any anti-Semitic beliefs? And Jonathan Greenblatt, who is the head of the Anti-Defamation League, if someone asks the question, do you have any anti-Semitic beliefs? The right answer is always no, without equivocation. Greenblatt said, we took Kyrie Irving at his word when he said he took responsibility, but today he did not make good on that promise. Kyrie clearly has a lot of work to do. He's now offering money to various organizations, at least reportedly including the ADL, but they do not seem to be eager to take it under these circumstances. With all of this going on, there is so much edgy paranoia. And on PBS, there were warnings of civil war. And, I mean, we will get to that in just a moment. But there is a Kyrie Irving saying he is a beacon of light in our darkness. Really, after supporting this movie which denies the Holocaust ever happened, which says that it was Jewish people who instituted and conducted the slave trade, which is entirely ridiculous and has no basis at all. Here is Kyrie Irving talking about who he really is. Listen.
Here to continue to expose things that our world continues to put in darkness. I'm a light. I'm a beacon of light. That's what I'm here to do. You guys ask me questions about basketball, I give you my expert opinion. You guys ask me about other things, I give you my opinion, and it's met with whatever you believe the perception or the deception is. You guys investigate my life every day, and you justify it by serving your own purpose, which I honor. I would like the same respect in return.
Okay, again, glad to see that he is functioning as a beacon of light. Meanwhile, PBS showing another kind of prejudice, and I do think there is sometimes a prejudice associated with the demonization of Christian white males. There is a host named Hari Srinivasan, who was interviewed, who was interviewing Professor Barbara Walters. She has written a book about the inevitability of a coming civil war. He basically, Hari Srinivasan, is trying to find out just how close we are to a new war between the states. And here is the answer, clip 18.
You have studied different types of societies who have been on the brink of, who've been in the middle of a civil war, who've survived after one. How is America on that timeline? How far along that timeline toward a civil war is the United States?
The groups that tend to start civil wars, especially ethnically based civil wars, are the groups that had once been dominant and are in decline. We've seen a significant rise in violent extremism since 2008. Some of it's been on the left, but the vast majority of it has been on the far right, and it's been perpetrated almost exclusively by white men. And again, if you look at the history of the United States, the group that had been dominant since the very inception of our country were white men. They also tended to be Christian, and they are losing that position. It's no longer guaranteed that you're going to get into the best schools or get the best jobs or have economic security your whole life. Suddenly, there's a lot of competition out there, and you see a subset of this population becoming increasingly resentful, angry, and they truly feel that this is their country and that they're being patriots by saving what they believe.
And what's worst about it is its ignorance. The implication that if you were a Christian white male living, say, in 1820, that you were guaranteed a place in good schools and a comfortable, prosperous life, it's ridiculous. We have a history in the United States of white working class, white Christian working class suffering that is very, very real. And again, this is what is so obnoxious about that term, white privileged, is because it implies that the mere fact that you have a pale complexion equips you and guarantees for you all kinds of blessings and privileges and securities that other people do not enjoy. To say that there hasn't been discrimination, of course there has been discrimination, and it's been shameful, and there are no grounds for it. But to suggest that whites have had for forever in American history this dominant position that now they're losing, and now they're violent, and they're going to start a civil war, come on, we'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is sending another $400 million of your tax dollars in military aid to Ukraine. The Department of Defense announced the additional funding as Russia continues to target Ukraine's critical infrastructure with missile strikes. This, as White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says, Ukraine is continuing to push Russian defense lines back.
The lines, if you will, have been pretty well static over the last few days. Not much movement, but there is some incremental progress by the Ukrainians in the south, and quite frankly, up in the northeast as well.
The jackpot for this weekend's Powerball lottery drawing is now $1.6 billion. Lottery officials adding another $100 million for Saturday night's drawing due to brisk ticket sales. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Give the people of Earth an ideal to strive towards.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Well, we do try for the people of Earth, and we've been trying for a while. We are coming up to the midterm elections. Obviously, midterm elections are never quite as important or as thrilling or as significant as the presidential elections, but they really do count and they can change the direction of the country. And an example of a previous midterm election, I had made predictions in 2010. And 2010 was the first year, it was the Tea Party election, it was the first year a midterm election under Barack Obama. And it was very clear to me, it seemed, at least that's what I said on the air, and I said it on the air only what I believed, that the Republicans were going to win very decisively because Obama in the first 2 years was profoundly unpopular. And the voters responded well. Here's a call that we got just before the election in November of 2010. Roy in Houston was our call of the week.
Yes, sir. I want to say there's something that has happened in the last year. I and a number of people in the Democratic Party went around with thousands of people to universities, colleges, and to senior classes and registered tens of thousands of young people, of which 92% have been Democrats. This election is going to be an annihilation, but it's going to be the Republican Party, and it's going to hit you like egg in the face. And James Carville's right. That 40-year plan is still in place.
Will you give us a call tomorrow, Roy?
Oh, I'm going to, absolutely, and I'm going to tell you one other thing.
I'll tell you, we'll put you right on
every World Series winner, every Super Bowl winner, and every NBA champion for the last 40 years. I'm going to tell you the results. The Democrats will keep the House by 9 votes, the Senate by 7, and the gubernatorial by 11. They're going to whip your behind upside down.
Wait.
You know,
what do you say?
And I'll make another prediction. A year from now, 90% of you will be off the air.
Uh-huh. Okay, Roy.
The Republican Party's through.
Okay, good luck.
The Democrats will keep the House by 9 votes, the Senate by 7, and the gubernatorial by 11. It's going to hit you like egg in the face.
Okay, the actual results of those midterm elections, the Republicans gained 6 seats in the Senate. They gained 63 seats. That's not a joke. It's not an exaggeration. But Republicans had one of the best nights ever in the history of midterm elections. They gained 63 seats. And by the way, Roy in Houston never did call back. And oh, yes, and by the way, we're still on the air. Roy seemed to take great comfort and joy in the idea that conservative talk radio would go away. Yeah, and Obama himself had the decency, as he does sometimes, to call the midterm elections a shellacking, which I think is colorful language. When President Bush lost midterm elections in 2006, he called it, we took a whoopin'. And they did that year, and that's something Joe Biden is probably going to have to get ready for. He is preparing for it with proclamations like Clip 10. Listen.
We need to elect the ballot up and down. We got to look. This is why we're here. We're here for simply 5 days. 5 days to go and until the most important elections in our lifetime. And that's not hyperbole. It's going to shape what the next two generations look like. Not a joke. Because so much is changing. So much. It's clear this is not a referendum. This is a choice. A choice between two vastly different visions of America.
Okay. Again, if there were clear visions of America on either side, and frankly, we could use some more clarity on our side and certainly on the Democratic side. What are people voting for if they're voting to keep Democratic leadership in Congress? They're voting for two more years like the last 2 years we've just experienced. What's been so positive about the Democratic accomplishment? Well, again, they're trying to scare people and trying to say the sky is falling. And you may not like what we have right now, what's going on, but if the Republicans get it, holy moly, it's going to be worse. Hillary Clinton was making that a point. She's speaking in behalf of the very now endangered governor of New York. I don't mean physically endangered. I mean politically endangered, Kathy Hochul, who took over from Andrew Cuomo when he resigned. But she is facing a very real challenge on the issue of crime from Lee Zeldin, the Republican nominee. But here's the way that Hillary Clinton responds to that. Clip 11.
They are determined to exercise control over who we are, how we feel and believe and act in ways that I thought we had long left behind. But they have gone even further. They want to put more guns on our streets, more pollution in our air and our water, more power for the super rich, and less for everybody else. That is their vision. And it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody who's actually paid attention. And so we have to hold them accountable for that. And one of the ways of doing it is by making sure that Kathy Hochul remains our governor.
Okay, again, when you're trying to defend the status quo by saying that the opponents want to put more guns on the street, more pollutants in the air, they want to take all power away from everybody except for the super rich. They want to turn back the clock on everything. Isn't that a little bit extreme? I'm more than a little bit extreme. Well, there's one idea to remedy the whole situation. This comes from Comedy Central's Trevor Noah. Okay, I understand where he's coming from. This is clip 14. Listen.
You know, if you only knew Stacey Abrams from Attack Ads in Georgia, you would think she was Darth Vader combined with Thanos, combined with that cut you off in the traffic. Pure evil. You know, if you ask me, honestly, I think Attack Ads should be illegal. Yeah. I mean it. I think Attack Ads should be legal. Not campaign ads. Attack Ads. I'll tell you why. First of all, I think it's because they only drive up polarization and hate. That's what they do, right? And secondly, politicians should be earning your vote by telling you what they're going to do, not just by on other candidates.
Okay. He was saying he thought that Attack Ads should be illegal. Again, this is one of the handicaps that Trevor Noah has, and he's a clever guy, but he's from South Africa, and there's no First Amendment in South Africa. Here we have a First Amendment, which entitles you to say outrageous and stupid things, not without consequence. You say outrageous and stupid things like Kyrie Irving or Ye, and there are consequences, and sometimes you don't like the consequences. I don't think he likes his ban, Kyrie Irving, from the NBA for 5 games. But look, the point about Attack Ads is I share Trevor Noah's revulsion at the fact that most of the ads on TV are... But the real sad part of it is that there is nothing good to say on the behalf of many, many candidates, and that the only thing you can say is how horrible the other side is. What about the 4 movies we have under consideration? Some of the biggest stars in present-day Hollywood. We will get to them coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't?
So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And on the Michael Medved Show, wishing you a weekend of peace and family and friends and unity. One of the whole themes of a Sabbath in biblical basis, and of course we're just actually hours away from the Sabbath here in the West Coast right now. One of the ideas of the Sabbath is perspective, that you actually look at the world that God has created, that has been passed on to us. And a lot of the controversies and the divisions look a lot less significant and meaningful. And you can understand the need to come together. By the way, my hope for the United States coming into this weekend and then the election next week is that in one example, at least, they can follow what happened in the Israeli election. Now, I'm not talking about the result of Bibi Netanyahu winning, but just the various sides where elections are very bitter, there are deep divisions, but everybody seems to have been able to come together this time and to recognize, okay, the people speak. And maybe that can be the result. Regardless of who wins which Senate race of the midterms this time, maybe a more unified, less painfully divided United States. There are some movies that will make at least an attempt to help unify people, maybe. The latest from Hollywood. Jennifer Lawrence is a wonderful actress, and she shows it again in a new movie called Causeway. She plays an American soldier who suffers a severe brain injury in Afghanistan and then comes home to New Orleans and struggles to try to find a place for herself, struggles to recover. She works cleaning swimming pools and becomes unlikely best friends with a car repairman wonderfully played by the rising actor Brian Tyree Henry. The movie Causeway, it's on Apple TV Plus.
I just never thought I would come back here.
You don't got love for this city?
I love the city. It's that house. I'm the only one that made it out. I got a job.
You did doing what?
Cleaning pools.
What are you doing?
Pools. I'm cleaning them.
Hey, look, if it get dark, you just ride it, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Okay, both of these two characters are likable, believable, and very well acted. They're both deeply wounded people struggling to recover. the idea of recovery is never made simple or simplistic in any sense in causeway. And the relationship at its core is unexpected and intriguing. The film is also slow and basically leaves you less than uplifted after a great deal of suffering. 2.5 stars. It is rated R for language and some reflections on violence. On the Line is a very unusual film starring Mel Gibson as one of those obnoxious late-night radio talk show hosts who has so badly offended one particular caller that he gets on his birthday a call that nobody wants to receive. Listen.
Okay, we got Gary on the line. What say you, Gary?
I'm going to do something really screwed up tonight.
You at home?
No.
Does the home belong to someone you know?
No.
It belongs to somebody not very nice.
And I'm going to take out his whole family.
I'm breaking into the house.
Hey, Gary, stop. Wait, come on. Why hurt his family? I mean, they're innocent. Tell me calmly. Where exactly are you?
I'm at your house.
Okay, the entire movie plays out on the line and on the air. And there becomes a cat and mouse game back and forth between this mysterious evil caller who's threatening to kill Gibson's family and the talk show host whose name is Elvis Cooney in the movie, who specializes in sort of shock jock radio. In any event, it ends up being unusually compelling, and you stick with it. And there are surprises at every level, back and forth and up and down. Some of the violence in the film is not particularly well staged, but this is Mel Gibson's best performance in recent years. And I think that people might be surprised, even if you have no connection with talk radio, at how intriguing this movie is. It's rated very much R, some brutal violence, and it's at 2.5 stars. There's another film out there called Call Jane, and this is playing in theaters, and it's rated very much R. It's a film about abortion, and it's based upon a real-life group of people in Chicago in 1968 who organized as volunteers, people actually giving a great deal of money, to provide free illegal abortions, and they were illegal at the time. The star is Elizabeth Banks, and she ends up hooking up with Sigourney Weaver, playing the leader of this band of rebel abortionists. Listen.
Do you want to end up in prison?
I will answer any questions.
I don't want to know.
I'm not scared of jail. I'm scared there won't be anyone left to answer the phone.
I need help. I don't know what to do.
It's life or death for some of them.
It's life or death for all of them.
You have to go back.
Let's get to work.
Okay, the film doesn't work. And it doesn't work because the characters are not sympathetic. Elizabeth Banks plays an upper-middle-class housewife who gets lured into this activism. And basically, it's a propaganda film for people who were cherishing Roe v. Wade. In fact, they have a triumphant scene of celebration for the original Roe v. Wade back in 1973. This is a waste of acting talent and probably a waste of time unless you are deeply committed to the pro-abortion rights, as it's called, cause. 2 stars for Call Jane. Armageddon Time is an ambitious film. It's a James Gray is written and directed it. It's frankly autobiographical, and it's about a kid in Queens, New York, in the one of the outer boroughs of Manhattan, growing up in a lower middle class family, and trying to find his way with all kinds of problems in school and at home. Listen.
My parents are sending me to my brother's school.
In this institution, you can be anything you want to be. It won't be because of a handout. It'll be because you earned your way there.
Okay, Anthony Hopkins is the best performance in the movie, and it's no surprise. He plays the most sympathetic candidate, the immigrant grandfather. And the father, who's played by Jason Strong, and the mother, played by Anne Hathaway, are also compelling. The difficulty with the film is that the sympathy you're supposed to feel for the young man who's 11, 12 in the film, and this is all taking place in the fall of 1980 with some flashes of Ronald Reagan on the TV screen the year that he was elected. It's basically supposed to be a searing portrayal of the emptiness of American life. And the problem is the young man who is lured into behavior that gets him into trouble. Well, some of the behavior involves drugs in school back in 1980 and involves theft. And it is somewhat difficult to feel the kind of identification you're supposed to feel for this young man who was led astray. It's rated R almost entirely for language. And again, to justify the whole theme of the film is that the young man goes wrong because he feels the oppression of his black best friend. But the resistance to teachers, by the way, the characterization of the Trump family, two members of the Trump family are portrayed on film, including President Trump's father, Fred. It is an intriguing and occasionally moving film. 2.5 stars, 2.5 stars, rated R, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-7 93-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word Fred and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word Fred. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.